And you could hear this postman, I guess he was a postman, he was a delivery man anyway. You could hear him coming in here, and you could hear him fussing and growling about catalogs and different things. And that he'd have to deliver, you know, when there'd be all those scissors and all catalogs.
Oh, wow.
Heavy.
And you could hear him, he'd be a fussing about it. So many catalogs and different things like that. And that was back in the, well, I guess, I don't know what kind of days you'd call it, but anyway. That people call it the good old days, and they were good because we didn't know any different. You see, if you didn't know any better, well, you wouldn't think any better. But they always said the good old days, the good old days. And I hear that and I think, well, so much for that, but sure has come a long way. A long way for the better. But anyway, I wouldn't take anything from my growing up.
Were your parents farmers?
He did farm. My dad did farm early on, and I've heard my older brother say that my dad was doing well farming, but my mother was an only child. She was a foster child, and when her foster mother passed away, I guess there wasn't any other way only for her to go live and take care of the father. Well, that's what took place, but then my brother said that was the biggest mistake my dad ever made. But then after that, he never farmed anymore. He was a carpenter. Mm. And both of my brothers, her dad and my older brother that I was telling you about, were both carpenters.
Oh.
But well, anyway, Grace told me that. You may not have known it, but he's told me that many times. That was the biggest mistake that Dad ever made when he sold out farm equipment and all that stuff and went to live with the grandfather. And he lived in Smyrna, Billy. And of course, Dad and them lived up above here somewhere. I don't know just where, of course. I never did hear Grady say that. But he said that was a big mistake.
Now, her daddy and my brothers built most of the mill houses down at the Roswell Mill.
Wow.
And he also built houses along Canton Street there in town.
Wow. So they were very well known for their
carpenter work. And at that time, Mr. J.W. was the superintendent of the cotton mill, and my dad thought he was a wonderful man, and he must have been, because he did so many good things for those mill people in the village. And my dad always loved Mr. And they just built many, many houses down there and repaired and all of that. He built the place up for the people to live. And he was a good man. Because when my daddy said there was a good man, there was nothing other than that. Because when he was in a rest home at Canton, they built an addition to that home, and he would watch them out the windows, and he couldn't hardly stand it because they didn't work like he thought they ought to work. He said, they stand around too much, they smoke too much, they ought to be at work. And he was very unhappy with those builders because they didn't work. So that goes to show you he believed in work.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah.
He thought everybody ought to work like he did, but I don't think many did. I guess they were few and far between then. And I guess it still goes on today in some places, that some's more industrious than others. I don't know.
And she remembers when Roswell, Chaffinch River, had a wooden bridge.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, honey. I don't know. Seemed to me like I was about 10. I won't be sure about the age, but I don't think I was any less than 10. And it was the covered bridge across the Chattahoochee.
Wow.
And they, you'd go across the bridge, and it was cracks in the planks of the bridge, because I've been told later that was so if the river ever got too high that the blank planks would float away, and, you know, not the bridge wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But